All right, it is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. How lazy is your man? Or maybe your significant other. Maybe there's some lazy women out there too, but yeah, good luck guys calling in and not getting in trouble for that one. This is audio. You could have seen it on my Instagram if you follow me, Joe Pesh Radio, and it is my wife, Lindsay, just refusing to help me out, Mackenzie. I mean, I hope you feel pity for me, but listen to how this went down. She pretty much called me out for all my stuff.
I just want to show you my current situation. I'm post up on the couch. Patty is very heavy and he's on top of me. And this terrible, terrible person wants me to get up. Look at your son. The picture of your son up there. I'm zooming in on it. You want me to get up and make him move? Look at that.
Well, dinner was ready like 40 minutes ago, so you could have gotten up and gotten your food then when you didn't have a dog laying on you. And I'm still not your maid. I'm still not your mother. And so you can get up. You worked fewer hours today than me, by the way. You can get up and go get your food yourself.
Can I order Jimmy John's?
If you pay for it with your fun money.
Right, Patty, do you know the number for Jimmy John's?
Side note, I need to work on my breathing. It sounds like I'm having a
heart
attack there.
You almost sound like all comatose.
I was kind of half out of it.
Jimmy John's.
But the video I'm posting up on our Radio Now Facebook page is in 1 second. It's also going to be on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. It's me. I'm laying on the couch, and we're having, like, stuffed taco peppers that we made for dinner. And my dog Paddington's, like, laying on top of me, Mackenzie. What am I supposed to do? So I just said, hey, babe, would you grab me a plate?
And she was not having it.
Yes, it's so weird with love languages and like different things that people like. I don't think it's like insulting to ask somebody to grab you something.
Did you say please?
Yeah, I think I did. But even if I didn't, she knows I meant it in my heart.
No, you need to say please and thank you. Goes a long way.
I wasn't like, yo, woman, bake me something now.
Well, you better not be like that.
All right, 833-563-2539. The reason I bring this up is because I got a lot of reactions in my DMs from other women like, oh my gosh, you need to talk about this. My man does the same thing. So apparently ladies are unhappy, guys, with what we're doing. Let's go. Is this Kendra?
Yes.
Hey, what's the story with you? What's going on with your man? Call him out. 833-563-2539.
So we'll be in the kitchen, and I'll be actually, like, cooking dinner. I'll be busy doing something, and we'll be having a conversation, and he'll just say, hey, give me some water. And I'm like, why don't you get it yourself? You're standing right there, right? He will take himself all the way to the living room to lay on the couch and be like, I'm not there anymore, so can you bring me the water now?
That's a brat move.
Now, do you call him out like my wife? Because I think my wife knows it really bothers me is when she'll say stuff like, I'm not your mother. Well, no kidding, you're not my mom. I feel like that's the ultimate dagger to a man when a woman says that.
I feel like we're in your therapy session, Joe.
Sorry.
So, no, I will never call him out like that. Like, I'll sit there and I'll roll my eyes and I'll be like, oh, my God, you're so lazy. Like, why? But, I mean, I will never call him out like that far, no.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Kendra, for kicking things off and for being honest about that. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, you're recently single, but did you ever have a situation in the past where you were like, I'm not your mom, or like, okay, why are you so lazy? Like, my wife called me out?
You know, not really. Here's the thing. I'm probably the least lazy person you'll ever meet, and I can't stand laziness, so I don't really surround myself with lazy people. I'm like, you want something, you go get it for yourself. You get up, you go. Like, no time for lazy. Just because you gotta have that mentality, Joe. But I totally do understand that when you hit that sweet spot in the couch and you're perfectly comfortable with the doggy and you got your blanket. I mean, I get it. If she's willing to do it, great. But if she's not, you gotta get your butt up.
All right, let's give these ladies a chance to sound off this morning and go to Christine. What is it about your man? You're calling him out. Or Kristen. Christine.
Christy.
Oh, Christy. Okay. Hey, what's up, Christy?
I do a lot for my man, actually. We've been together going on 10 years.
Aww.
What he asks, I do.
Wow. What about vice versa, when you ask him to do stuff?
Sometimes, more lately, but actually in the past, nope. It was all me doing for him and not too much for myself.
So wait, do you have a problem with doing it for your man, or you kind of agree, like, guys, you need to step it up. We're not your moms.
In a way, guys need to step it up, but sometimes I've learned that some people are just different and raised different, so some people have issues and need to depend on somebody else to do for them more, but some people need to step it up, get your game on, be a man, move on, But at the same time, I do it just because I love him.
So do you think my wife doesn't love me then?
Oh, I'm not saying that at all. She probably loves you.
I got really deep.
Did you make her mad lately?
Well, yes. I mean, every day that ends in a Y. But all right, Christy, thank you for calling in. It sounds like Christy's put up with enough BS that she is over it.
I know. She does a lot. I just always think it should be even, Steven. Like, do you do stuff like, okay, so if Lynn's was comfy on the couch, would you go get her meal for her?
I occasionally do. I'm not going to act like I'm perfect. I am a sloth. I'm very lazy. But like, as far as the love language, act of service. For example, I always take the plates away. I always clean them off. Like, I'll let me get that for you. Like, I'll put the food away. So I guess I'm like,
That's nice.
If I'll do that, what's the problem with bringing it to it? I mean, I don't know.
Bringing it to it.
Well, that's just me in my head. All right. I guess I kind of just found out why she hates me. If you got something you want to share with us, you can comment on our Facebook page because I'll put the video up there in a second. Or on Instagram, it's Radio Now AM Show.